Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. If you're fed up and exhausted of being sick, The Truth About Healing by Adele Penn Brown, Doctor of Ministry, is your book. When medical science says it's a chronic disease, you don't have to be stuck in that dimension. There's healing for every disease and every sickness. The Truth About Healing tells you why anyone can be healed of any disease and how you can be healed of any disease. Adele was born and raised on the island of St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands. In her early teens, she made Jesus Lord of her life, and her first missionary trip opened her eyes to ministry. She completed her bachelor degree in 3 years from Creighton University in social work so she could use the finances designated for her fourth year to attend Rhema Bible Training Center in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. In 1982, she graduated from Rhema, and in 1983, returned to St. Thomas to start a ministry. In 2005, she received her Doctorate of Divinity in Conflict Management. Adele pastored over 30 years, has traveled extensively, ministered in several countries, including Australia, Belgium, Kenya, China, Hong Kong, Czech Republic, Croatia, Sarajevo, and Taiwan. Adele Penn Brown, Doctor of Ministry, author of The Truth About Healing, Anyone Can Be Healed of Any Disease, is our guest on This Week in America. Adele, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really thrilled and excited about sharing the good news.
Well, we're happy to share the good news for you, with you, to give you this platform. This is such an interesting topic, and you do such an excellent job in the book, The Truth About Your Healing. First of all, why did you choose to write this book? Why write a book about healing?
Because I was sick. I was sick all my life, and I, at a young age, from you know, immediately, as soon as I was born, I was sick.
Wow.
And I know that there's a lot of people who are that way. They've been sick for so long, they've lost hope, but there is hope. And for me as a child, the doctors could find no reason why I was sick. And so I went to the clinics, I did everything I was supposed to, but I was still sick, and I grew up, I was sick. I know that those who are listening that have experienced sickness most of their lives, you're thinking, can I have at least one day where I feel like I don't have a body? Or maybe even a week. What about a month? What about a year? That's the way I grew up, just wanting to have at least a couple days where I didn't know I had a body. Because you do realize the only time you really know you have a body is when you're sick or something is going on
yes.
in your body. And so that's how I was raised.
Adele Penn Brown is our guest on the program. She's the author of The Truth About Your Healing, Anyone Can Be Healed of Any Disease. And I want to focus on that. The subtitle, Anyone Can Be Healed of Any Disease. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. Our body, first of all, people, we need to understand and notice that the way our bodies were created, they were created to heal themselves. And if we put the right things in, eating healthy, our bodies would actually heal itself. This world that we're living in, we know that there's a depletion in the nutrients, in the soil. There's just so much going on in this world that's anti the body. And so because of that, we're more exposed and we have the propensity to get sick and even born sick based on what our parents ate and did when they were young. So we have that. That's a constant that we're seeing more and more in the world. I'm seeing it more and more as I travel. And you can be healed. If your body's not responding to the way it was naturally created to heal itself, then there's a higher and a greater source of healing. And that comes from the Lord. That comes from God. We try to push him out of everything. But you know what? He is the manufacturer. He is the creator. If you have a problem with your car, what you do is you either go to the manual or you take it, send it to the manufacturer, or you get a mechanic that's licensed or knows about the car.
Yes.
So that's what we would do as with our car. And the same way we treat our car is the way we need to treat our bodies. Let's go back to to the manufacturer. Let's go back to the creator. Let's go to the manual and see what he says in the manual, what's written in the manual. That's where it starts.
Why isn't everyone getting healed? And you might have just touched on that. It's we stop too soon. We don't go back to the manual.
That's exactly
it. Okay.
There are some people that don't know or believe in healing. And the Bible tells us that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. People are continually being destroyed. Why? Because they don't go back to the manufacturer or to the manual.
When did you realize that's what you had to do, that you needed to go back to the creator and approach it that way? Was there a certain point in your life when you realized this is what I need to do to heal myself?
Yes, I got sick and tired of being sick. I was fed up, and I knew that there was better for me because I had been exposed to seeing people being healed. I knew people that were healed, but it wasn't happening for me. And I wanted it because I was fed up and I was tired of it. And listen, let me give you an example. My husband and I are married, been married for 33 years. My husband and I, at our honeymoon, I was in the hospital getting surgery. I mean,
wow.
What a life.
Yes. This is such a fascinating story and one that touches all of us. The book is The Truth About Your Healing. Anyone Can Be Healed of Any Disease by Adele Penn Brown. Adele, A-D-E-L-L-E, Penn Brown. The book is available wherever books are sold. Send you to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Adele's website is adelebrown.org. Information on healing classes that she'll be running on her website, and you can email her at info@adelebrown.org, and I'll give you that again as we go through the program here today. Adele, is there a requirement for being healed? Anything we need to do to be healed?
Yes, simple. Go back to the manufacturer or go to the manual. Go to the Lord, go to God, go to Jesus, because he already took care of it. Let me preface it by saying this. We already have been healed. It's already been done for us. Everything that needs to happen for us to actually experience healing has already been done for us many, many years ago. It's a matter of us connecting with the manufacturer and with the manual. And once we connect to him, then we're going to find that our body's going to change. You know, in the church world, you can have someone lay hands on you. You can have someone pray for you. I didn't want to go that way. I wanted to get it straight from the manual, straight from the creator. And that's what I did. And it works all the time.
What does a person need to do, desire to be healed? What are the steps they go through? What did you go through to get to the point of being healed?
I'm glad you asked. First of all, I want to just share a little bit of my testimony.
Sure.
And that is, I read the word, and I get quiet time with the Lord every day. And one day, I was just sitting, after I had read and I had prayed a little bit, I just got quiet and I started to just think, you know. And all of a sudden, I heard a voice that said to me, if I feed on him, I would live. That this is an audible voice. No one is in the room except me. We're talking about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And so what I did was I said, I have to see if this is in the Bible. Because if it's not in the Bible, I don't want to be crazy and weird and go off at a tangent. So I searched in the Bible for that using a concordance. Couldn't find it the exact way he said it. But one day when I was reading the word, I was using a different translation from the one that I usually use. And I found it in that translation, and it said exactly that. If I would feed on him, it says, if you feed on me, you would live. And right away, instantly, I knew exactly what I needed to do. And what I did was, I'm in the ministry all this time. I'm traveling and teaching people the word of God. I'm doing that all the time. And I was sick, still sick. But right then and there, I knew what I needed to do, and that was to know the manufacturer, know the creator. I didn't know him as well as I should have known him. And so he gave me an assignment instantly, and that was to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John every day. Matthew was on Monday, Mark was on Tuesday, Luke was on Wednesday, And then on Thursday was the book of John. And I sort of said, Luke is kind of long-winded, so sometimes it went over. And so I did that for a long time. And what happened, and I didn't notice it, was my body started to change. When I noticed it, I was fine. I was healed. The problem is we focus so much on the sickness that we're not able to receive from the manufacturer. Oh. We're not able to get the car fixed.
Just and a, so, what a fascinating story and how this all evolved and the fact that we sometimes focus, as you mentioned, on the wrong thing. What we should be concerned about sometimes isn't what our first concern is. Adele Penn Brown, our guest, the book is The Truth About Your Healing. Have you ever seen anyone healed or receive a miracle in all of your years of working with people in healing and all of your years doing mission work?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Czech Republic, a couple couldn't have children. My husband and I prayed for them. We went back 2 years later. The following year, they had a boy, I believe, and then the following year, they had another boy. We had prayed for them. And here again, now in Africa, I was speaking and they brought a young man, very, very thin. He was in his teens. He had a chain around his neck and they threw him, a heavy chain, they threw him under the stage where I was speaking. And he stayed there quietly throughout the entire service, the entire time I was ministering or teaching the word. And after I taught the word, I told him to bring him out from under the stage, and they brought him out. We prayed for him. They said he was demon possessed. We prayed for him, and what happened was he was healed. He was very weak, so my husband took him by the hand and helped lift him up, and he started to walk with him. He let go of him, and all of a sudden he started to walk on his own. The people went crazy. The music started playing, and the young man started dancing. That was really phenomenal. And, you know, we've had situations, things happen all over the world. Australia, we had a lady who was in a wheelchair for 18 years. She got up out of the wheelchair. She was healed. I mean, we've seen miracles all over. It doesn't matter what country, where you're from, who you are. God is no respecter of persons. He loves his creation. He loves the cars that he makes.
Well,
and you
yes.
understand what I mean.
And you can follow all of this in Adele's book, The Truth About Your Healing. Anyone can be healed of any disease. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Her website is adelebrown.org. Information, simple email, info@adelebrown.org. I'm sure there are people listening saying, you know, I know someone who believed in healing and they died. Why? Why does that happen when they believe?
Well, a couple things. Number one, someone can tell you they believe and they don't.
Yes.
Number two, another reason is because sometimes people get tired. I was tired. I was literally tired. And for me, it was like, okay, at one point it was like, okay, I'm tired. I'm giving up. Take me out, Lord.
Yes.
Because sometimes you get discouraged. I can tell you of a testimony where a very good friend of mine had breast cancer, and I was the one that was pushing her to be healed. She previously had cancer, and she had gotten rid of it. They said she was cured, but then it came back. It came back with a vengeance, and I asked her, do you want to be healed? She said yes, and she did everything. She walked through the steps, but her heart wasn't there. She was tired. And her heart wasn't there. And immediately when I left her presence, because I went down to the hospital to get the hospital cafeteria to get something to eat, she left. Uh-huh. Sometimes we have the ability to hold on. People don't realize this. Spirit to spirit, I held her back. But she wanted to go all along. But she was saying what I want, what she thought I wanted to hear,
yes.
Which is reality. I did want to hear that. And then the third thing is the Bible says that the secret things belong to the Lord, but those things which are revealed, it belongs to us and to our children forever. So some things we'll never know. We just have to accept it and not look at someone's situation in light. Don't look at our situation in light of someone else, because we're all individuals and our hearts are in different places.
Is it true that God is in control and God decides who gets healed and who doesn't? Is there truth in that?
That is a lie straight from the pits of hell.
Okay.
God is not in control. He gave us the control here on earth. All we have to do is believe his word and act on his word, and it happens. I mean, there's so many scriptures I can give to the audience. Luke 10, 18, 19, Ephesians 6, 11. And my favorite is Psalm 115, 16, and I'd like to read that. It says,
sure.
The heavens belong to our God. They are his alone. But he has given us the earth and put us in charge. Whatever happens in this earth is because the most powerful force in this earth, which is not government, allow the things to happen that happen. It's people. People are the most powerful force, people under the right leadership. And when I say leadership, I'm talking about the kingdom of God. They're the church. They're the most powerful force in the earth, but they allow things to happen because of lack of knowledge, because of laziness, you know, for different reasons. We have the authority here right on earth. He's given it unto us. He made that very clear throughout the scriptures.
Well, so is it always God's will to heal people?
Absolutely. That's why his son came and sent him to the cross. That's why Jesus went to the cross. The Bible tells us he bore our sins and he bore our sicknesses and diseases. And that's in Isaiah chapter 53. Then you look at Matthew 18, 17, 16, and 17. Everything Jesus did, every healing he performed, was to fulfill the will of God, the word of God. And then you go to 1 Peter 2:24, and it says, by his stripes you were healed. Peter is looking back at what happened at the cross. You know, so, and then on top of that, we have the scripture that says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So oppression is from the enemy. Healing is from God, and he heals all. He healed all who were oppressed of the devil.
Adele Penn Brown is our guest on the program. Her book is The Truth About Your Healing. Anyone can be healed of any disease. Her website is adelebrown.org. You can email her, get information on healing classes, any other questions answered by doing info@adelebrown.org. The book's available. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Time going by so quickly. Few minutes left in the program. Hypothetical question. If anyone can be healed of any disease, then how will people die, or what will be the cause of people dying?
You can lay your body down. We see that in scriptures. Paul had a choice to make, whether he would stay or he depart. He said to depart with Christ is far better, but it's more needful, it's more important for me to remain so that he could teach them, so that they could become mature. Then we find that Stephen was stoned to death. Yes, die for good news. That's you can do that too. And then the other way is just to be raptured or taken out by God where he calls you, like Enoch. Enoch just left the earth. God came for him and he left because he was righteous.
Interesting point. The time is going by quickly. So many questions I'm sure that you have. They're answered in Adele's book, The Truth About Your Healing. Anyone can be healed of any disease. Her website is adelebrown.org. Book available, of course, wherever books are sold. Someone might say, you know, I've been praying to be healed of a particular disease, but nothing has happened. Why? And I think this goes back to the fundamentals that you were talking about earlier, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. First of all, you don't need to pray to be healed because 1 Peter 2:24, you've already been healed by Jesus' stripes. He bore it for you. So it's a matter of, if you're a child of God, if you've made Jesus Lord of your life, you have the life of God in you. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:11 that the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, and he quickens or makes alive your mortal body. So right there, we know that healing is at work in our bodies because of his spirit that dwells within us. The key or the question is, how do I get that power that's in me, that healing power that's in me, how do I get that into my physical body? Because it's not in your physical body, it's in the spirit it's in your spirit, because you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. So how do you get that life that's in your spirit out into your body? The way you get it out is by what you say. Words are the most powerful, one of the most powerful forces in this world as well. What we say determines what we receive in life. If you are a negative person, you bring all negative things towards you. If you are a positive person, you bring positive things towards you. If you're speaking the word of God, what you're doing is you're bringing the word of God, you're bringing it out of your spirit and connecting with the spirit of God that's in you to bring it forth into your body. There's a connection between the word of God and the spirit of God. When the two of them come together, it creates a supernatural transaction. And what happens is that life that's in you, it comes out, it seeps into your physical body. So you already have healing in you. You just have to learn how to speak. You just have to learn what to say and what not to say.
And you can find all of that in the truth about your healing. I have time for one more question. What do you say to someone who doesn't believe in healing, who says, I just don't believe in the concept of healing? What do you say to them?
I would tell them that they're limiting themselves to what's been made available to them. There's so much more. Why settle for not being your true self? Because you know sickness and disease changes you. It changes your character. It changes the way you think, the way you feel. It just changes you. So why settle for that when you can really blossom and be the full, real you that God intended? And for everyone that's listening, I encourage them to read Psalm 139 from the Passion Translation Bible. It tells you about how God saw you. He made you before you were even born. You were created in Him before you were even created into this earth. He breathed you into your mother's womb. He loves you. He has a plan for your life. And sickness and disease, it mars that your ability to fulfill that plan. So, and there's so much more. And God is so good. He is so, so good. And so that's why I talk about healing. That's why wherever I go, I believe so much in healing, because I've lived it, experienced it, and I'm continually experiencing it.
You know, that's the important part of the message, is that Hedel has lived this with sickness, with disease, and she's come out, as you hear, on the other side, and she's helping so many people with her book, The Truth About Your Healing, Anyone Can Be Healed of Any Disease. Her other book is also available, 63 Days to Your Healing. You'll find both at the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Her website, very simple, adelbrown.org. You can contact her for information on healing classes at info@adelbrown.org. All this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Hedel, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. Important topic, and we just touched the surface. Time has gone by way too quickly. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Hedel Penn Brown, the book is The Truth About Your Healing, Anyone Can Be Healed of Any Disease. Her other book is 63 Days to Your Healing, both available wherever books are sold. And Adele's website is adelbrown.org. You can email her at info@adelbrown.org. All this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.